Okay, I want to thank everybody for joining us again to learn L'Refua Shlema, L'Rav Gavriel Pinchas Ben Dvorah Zlata. I wish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu send him R'Fuah Shlema Min HaShemayim B'Karo B'Soch Shar Cholei Yisrael. The last time I said the Shir for Rabbi Moskowitz, so we learned together Tehillim Kuf Chaf, I started talking about the Shir HaMalos, this string of Tehillim that you find. And today we'll move to the next paragraph, Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, the next capital of Tehillim, a very familiar one, one that we say very often. If you have a Tehillim in front of you, you can open to Kuf Chaf Aleph. If not, I'll read the Psukim out loud. Dovra Melech writes, Shir Lama'alos, Esainai El Haharim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. So just quickly, the Rishon and Achorim, they try to figure out why this paragraph of Tehillim starts Shir Lama'alos. The other paragraphs in the series start Shir HaMa'alos with the Hey Hayidiyah. Shir HaMa'alos, the song of the stairs or the song of ascent. But here, Shir LaMa'alos, either a song to the stairs or the song to the ascent. So just very quickly, Rashi writes, interestingly enough, that this was the first one. Rashi writes, if you remember, we learned last time that the Shir HaMa'alos were the songs that the Levim used to sing on the steps in the Beit HaMikdash. There were 15 steps, and they sung one on each step. And so Rashi says this was the first one. So when they sang this one, they were on the bottom. So they said Shir LaMa'alos, a song to these steps, which they were approaching. They were just starting. Once they already went up the steps, so then they started saying Shir HaMa'alos, the song of the steps, which they were already on. But when they were approaching the first one, they said Shir LaMa'alos. It's very strange, Rashi says. Then why is it the second one in the series? In our Tehillim, it should be before Tehillim Kuf Chaf, the one that we learned last time. This should have been first, and the other one should have been second, if indeed Rashi believes that this one was the one that they sang first in the Beit HaMikdash. And so Rashi says, yes, that is correct. This one was the first one, and Rashi says, Ein Muktam Umu'uchar. That's what Rashi says. That there is no order in the Tehillim. They're written out of order. So this was the first one, but it's written out of order. Why is it written out of order? I do not know. Why is this one recorded second, even if it was the first one? I say I do not know. But that Rashi is correct, and that Tehillim can be written out of order, I think can be easily demonstrated. Because if you look in Tehillim Ayin Beis, Tehillim Ayin Beis, David HaMelech writes, Lishlomo. It's a tefillah for Shlomo. And at the very end of Tehillim Ayin Beis, David HaMelech writes, the last pasuk in Tehillim Ayin Beis 72, Kolu Tfilos David Ben Yishai, which means we have concluded the prayers of David Ben Yishai. Now, Tehillim Ayin Beis, Tehillim 72, is right in the middle of the book. You remember, right? Tehillim has 150 paragraphs. Tehillim has Kuf Nun Kapitlach. So 72 out of 150 is pretty much smack in the middle, very, very close. And over there, we write, Kalu Tfilos David Ben Yishai, that this is the end of the davening of David Ben Yishai, which means that Tehillim Ayin Beis is really the last of the Tehillim. By the way, you should know, if you look in Tehillim Ayin Beis, it's Lishlomo. It's a tefillah for his son. It makes very, very, very beautiful sense, right? The last tefillah David HaMelech writes is a tefillah for his children. The tefillah is Elohim mishpatecha lamelech tein b'tzidkatcha leven melech. That's what David HaMelech David. That God, any mishpat that you have, any judgment that you have, that you're going to bring lamelech tein, you give that to me, to the king. B'tzidkatcha, your righteousness, your goodness, leven melech. You save that for my son. That's a tefillah. That is the tefillah of a parent. That's the tefillah of every parent. Mishpatecha lamelech tein v'tzidkatcha leben melech. If God has judgment to mete out, give it to me. Save the good stuff for my kids. L'shlomo, that's the last tefillah of David HaMelech. Kalu tefillos David ben Yishai. That's the last tefillah of David HaMelech. A tefillah for his kids, but that's right in the middle of the book. So you see the Tehillim are out of order in that Rashi. He writes that Shir LaMa'alos is really the first of this series, the first one the Levim sang. And it's written out of order after Tehillim Kuf Chaf as Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph. Why Rashi does not explain, and I am not sure. If you look in Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch, one more interpretation. Rabbi Hirsch writes that he believes that Shir LaMa'alos, this is the song of ascent from the depths, the song to ascend. Rabbi Hirsch writes that when you find yourself in darkness, when you find yourself in a place of despair, you sing this song. This is the song you sing to ascend. When darkness is surrounding you, you sing this song to pick yourself up. Perhaps it's not surprising that for generations, Knesset Yisrael and Bnei Yisrael have been singing this song. Whenever they felt darkness surrounding them, whenever they did not know where to turn, whenever they felt gloom around them, they sang this song still today. We sing this song as a Shir LaMa'alos, as a song to pick us up, as a song to ascend. And what is that song? The song is, Esainai El Haharim. Me'ayin yavo Ezri. I pick up my eyes to the mountains. From where will my help come? If you look in Ibn Ezra, and Ibn Ezra writes, imagine someone who's under siege. Someone who's under siege, they're sitting in the city, they're surrounded by the enemy. To where do they look for help? They look to the horizon. The enemy is surrounding them, they need to look beyond the enemy. They look to the distance to see if help would come. Ibn Ezra says that's what it means as Sinai El Haharim. I lift up my eyes to the mountains, I lift up my eyes to the horizon, to the distance, to see if any help will come. If you look in Radakin and Mitsudos, they actually write something very interesting. They write that El Haharim here means Al Haharim, means on the mountain. The imagery is different than Ibn Ezra. They write that the imagery here is that as Sinai Al Haharim, you understand it that way. It says El Haharim, but you understand that Al Haharim. You know what Mitsudos and Radak write? They write, when you're looking for something, you try to move to a higher vantage point so that you can see farther, so that you can see more. So as Sinai El Harim, I pick up my eyes from the mountains. I go up to the top of the mountain so that I can see more, so that I can see a greater distance to see if help and assistance are coming. You know, Ibn Ezra and Radak, they write different vantage points, but the imagery is the same. The imagery, whether I'm looking beyond the enemy or I'm looking from the mountain, the imagery is the same, that I am looking to the horizon. I'm looking as far as I possibly can to see from where will help come. But really, Ezri me'im Adonai osei shamayim v'aretz, that my help comes from God, the creator of heaven and earth. I'm going to read you Radak, because Radak here writes something that is very beautiful. Radak writes, im es Sinai el harim, if I pick up my eyes to the mountains, even if I stand on the tallest mountain, I can see as far as I possibly can. If I am looking to the horizon and to the distance for my help, lo yo'il li klum, it will not help me at all. Ki ein li ezer ella me'im Hashem, because I only have help from God. And to him I will turn my eyes. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will assist and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help me. You understand what Radak says? Radak says, Ezri me'im Hashem, that if I look to the mountains and around, I will not find help. I would only find help from God. And why is it that God can provide that help? Because God is Osei Shamayim Va'aretz. Because God is the creator of heaven and earth. And since God is the creator of heaven and earth, says the Radak, V'hakol biyado lasos masha yirtza. And it is all within his hand to do as he desires, to do as he sees fit. Embedded in this Radak is a fundamental yisod, a fundamental core foundational piece of our belief system. The Ramban writes at the end of Parshas Bo that the mitzvah of emunah, the mitzvah that we have of belief in God, is twofold. We have to believe first that God created the world, but second also that God is actively involved in the world. And that's what Radak here writes. Radak writes that Ezri me'im Hashem, my help comes from God, because God is Osei Shamayim V'aretz. Because God created the world and because God is actively involved in the world and still controls everything that happens in the world. That is why my assistance and my help comes from God. Like it's cold from the writings of the Rambam in the Animam, it's printed at the end of the davening in the regular Sidurim. We believe the Emuna Shalema Shabore Yisborach Shemo Hu Bore Umanhig, that he created the world, but not just that he created the world, but that he is actively involved in leading the world, and therefore we believe as Rimeim Adonai that our assistance comes from God because he is Osei Shamayim V'aretz, because he created the heaven and earth and he is actively involved still in the operation and the running of the world. We are not atheists and we are not deists. We do not believe that God does not exist. We do not believe that God exists as a prime mover but no longer actively involved in the world. We believe both, that God created the world and that God is actively involved in the world. This is why the essence of Shabbos is a day of belief. We say in Kiddush on Friday night that Shabbos is both at the same time Zikaron L'Maaseh Bereishis and Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim, a remembrance of the creation of the world as well as a remembrance of the Exodus of Egypt, because in the creation of the world we remember God as the creator, and in the Exodus from Egypt we remember God's active involvement in changing constantly. family, the world around us, and so that we believe that Ezri Me'im Adonai, our help and assistance comes from God because He is. Oseh Shamayim Varetz, that's what Radak writes in understanding this pasuk. If you look in Malbim, Malbim writes something slightly different. And Malbim writes in a number of different places in his commentary. If you learn Malbim, then you're probably familiar with this. Malbim writes that God operates in the world in two different ways. God operates in the world via what he calls Hanhaga Nisis and via what he calls Hanhaga Tivis. It means that God operates in the world via the natural order of the world. God created the natural order of the world, and God operates with the world, interacts with the world via the natural order which he first set up, and then from time to time. God operates in the world via his Hanhaga Nisis, via his miracles, beyond, above and outside of nature. And Malbim here writes that sometimes it appears to us, that God is only involved in the world when he performs miracles. And sometimes we think, because it looks that way, that when the natural order of the world is operating, God is removed, God is not here, and that is not his hand that is operating around us. And so Malbim here writes something that I believe is very beautiful. Malbim writes, Ha'ezer hazeh, that this help that comes from this help that comes to me, David HaMelech says, Nidmeli Shehu Artsi Tivi. It appears to me that it is earthly, that it is natural. Ube'emes Hu Shemayimi Hashgachi. But in reality, it is not. In reality, it is from the heavens. In reality, it is the providence of God. So that David HaMelech here writes, Ezri Me'im Adonai Yoseh Shemayim V'Aretz, that my help comes to me from God because God operates both Shemayim V'Aretz. He operates the things that are in heaven, the things that look like they're beyond this world, the absolute miracles. But God also operates the Eretz. God also operates the things that appear to be nature in the world around us. It's like the Ramban writes at the end of Parshas Bo again, that min hanisim agidolem amifursamim adamode benisim anistarim sheheim heim yisod haTorah kula, that from the great grand miracles that God provides for us, we begin to see God's hand in the hidden miracles that are constantly around us. Malbim writes, that David HaMelech here says, Ezri Me'im Adonai Oseh Shamayim V'Aretz, I know that my help comes from God, be it help that comes to me in the form of a miracle, or be it help that comes to me in what appears to be natural means and natural ways. Ezri Me'im Adonai Oseh Shamayim V'Aretz, from where will my help come? It comes from God, regardless of where it actually comes from. That's what Malbim writes. I remember when my brother got sick with leukemia. So I remember he was going to different doctors, and he was trying to decide where he was going to be treated. And I remember that he met with a doctor at Sloan Kettering Hospital. I'll tell you his name. His name was Dr. Peter Steinhardt. He's a big tzaddik, by the way. And my brother met with Dr. Steinhardt. I was not in the room. I was in the waiting room outside. And I remember my brother, he came out afterwards. We were talking a little bit later. He was deciding where he was going to go. And my brother decided that he was going to go to Sloan, and he was going to be treated by Dr. Steinhardt. My brother said that he made his decision because of the following conversation. He said he was talking with Dr. Steinhardt. And my brother asked Dr. Steinhardt, he said to him, he said, Dr. Steinhardt, can we cure this? And my brother said that Dr. Steinhardt looked at him and he said, Chaim, we're going to try to do everything that we possibly can. But do you see the Malach Raphael standing right here behind me? He's the one who's going to make sure that it works or not. My brother said, that's my doctor. Somebody who has that attitude and that outlook, that everything that happens in the world, whether it looks like it's something which is in the natural order or whether it looks like something that's a miracle, it's all the Yad Hashem. My brother said that was where he wanted to go. Okay, he's a big tzaddik. Okay, very, very good. If you look in the Ibn Ezra here, Ibn Ezra writes something that I find absolutely amazing. In contradistinction almost to what you find in the Malbim, Ibn Ezra writes something amazing. Ibn Ezra says, listen to this, Ezri Me'im Hashem, that my help comes from God, Oseh Shamayim V'Aretz, that my help only comes from God. And Ibn Ezra says, Ezri Me'im Hashem, how did David HaMelech know? How did he know that his help would only come from God and not from anywhere else or anybody else? Listen to what Ibn Ezra says. Ezri Me'im Hashem, my help comes from God, Biderech Nivua, O al derech tikva. Ein li tzorach le'ezras ha'adam ki'im li'ezras Hashem. That is amazing. David HaMelech either knew via prophecy that he would only require help from God and not from anywhere else, or David HaMelech says this al derech tikva. He says this as a prayer, as a hope. He wishes that he would only need help from God and not from us. This is amazing. Do you understand what Ibn Ezra is saying? Ibn Ezra is saying that the natural order, the way that things should work and operate, is that we always seek help from wherever we can find it. If it's in our power to do it, or if we get it from other people, we always seek help. We don't just wait around for Hashem to help us and to send us a miracle. David HaMelech writes that he knows that his help and salvation will come from God. David HaMelech says, or Ibn Ezra explains, b'derech nevuah. He must have had prophecy to tell him that. How else could he possibly have known? Or Ibn Ezra says, oh, al derech tikva. Or maybe it's a prayer. Maybe it's a tefillah. You know where we say this tefillah? We say this tefillah in our benching. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our benching, in the bracha of Rachem, V'no al tatzricheinu Hashem Elokeinu lo lidei matnas basar v'dom v'lo lidei olvasam ki im liyodicha hameleya hapisucha hakedosha v'harechava. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we not need assistance and help from anybody else, that our efforts and our endeavors be successful, that we be able to provide for ourselves with our own work, meaning from the hand of God, that God make our own efforts and endeavors successful, that we not need to ask for assistance or for help from anybody else. That's what David HaMelech here davens, according to the Ibn Ezra. So you see, while according to the Radak and the Malbim, David HaMelech is saying that he knows that his help only comes from God, regardless of where it comes from, Ibn Ezra writes that David HaMelech is praying that his help come from God, that he not need to turn for assistance to anyone or anywhere else, but that his help come directly from God, that his efforts and endeavors be successful, and he not have to take any handouts or assistance from anybody else. The last interpretation that I want to share with you is perhaps one of the more beautiful things that I've read in a little while, and it's the Yalkut Shimoni in Tuf Ayin Ches. If you look in the Yalkut Shimoni writes something so beautiful. In the beginning of this paragraph of Tehillim, David HaMelech says, Esso einai el ha'arim, me'ayin yavo ezri, I lift up my eyes to the mountains, from where will my help come? Ezri me'im Adonai osa shamayim v'aretz. My help comes from God, the creator of heaven and earth, however you understand that, like the Rishonim and the Achronim that we've just quoted. But if you look in the Yalkut Shimoni, it says, Amar Rabbi Shimon bar Nachmeni, or Shimon bar Nachmeni says, Esso einai el ha'arim, el ha'horim. Do you hear that? It's a play on words. Rabbi Shimon bar Nachmeni says that I lift up my eyes not to the mountains, not el ha'horim. I don't lift my eyes to the horizon and to the distance. No, no, no. Hesainai el ha'horim. I lift up my eyes to my parents, and I ask them, me'ayin yavo ezri, from where does my help come? Do you understand how beautiful this is? Yalkut Shimoni, Rav Shimon bar Nachmeni says that this paragraph of Tehillim is a child asking a parent for direction in life. The child looks at his parent and he says, May Ayin Yavo Ezri, where does my help come from in life? Where do I turn and what do I do? And the parent looks back at the child in such a beautiful fashion. And the parent says to the child, Ezri me'im Adonai osei shamayim v'aretz, that our help and our assistance comes to us from God. You know, I just had this conversation with my daughter earlier this week. My daughter came home from school, and she had heard in school about the events that took place this past Friday in Paris, France. My kids, Malki and I did not talk about it with them. My kids are still very, very young. And one of my daughters heard about it in school, and she came home, and she was crying, and she was all distraught, and she was really, really, really scared. And she said to me, she said, Daddy, I'm nervous that somebody is going to, she didn't say nervous, she said scared. Daddy, I'm scared that somebody is going to come take me hostage. That's what she says to me, my little girl. She says, Daddy, I'm scared that somebody is going to come take me hostage. And I looked at her, and what, she was crying, and she was scared. And what was I wasn't going to lie to her. I'm not going to tell her that there's nothing to be afraid of. It's a scary world, and I'm scared too. You look around, the things that happen, it's scary. And so I said to her, I said, it's scary. It's scary. I said to her, Mommy and Daddy are here for you. We're always going to watch you. We're always going to protect you. And then I said to her, and Hashem is here for us. And Hashem is always going to watch us. And Hashem is always going to protect us. I said to her what David HaMelech here says to his kids. The parents, they look up to the children. They look to their parents. They say, Me'ayin yavo ezri. Esoin ayel ha'horim, Mishim Mar Nachmeni says. I look to my parents and I ask them, where does help come from? What do we do? How do we navigate? Parents look at their children, and parents say to them, "Ezri me'im Adonai oseh shamayim v'aretz." They say to them, "We're here for you. We're going to help you, and God is here for us. God is going to help us." That's what we tell our children. And now for the rest of the paragraph, David HaMelech lists the greatness of the protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why it is greater than any other protection that we have. David HaMelech says, Al yitein lamot raglecha, I'm going to run mostly through Malbim the rest of the way. Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomerecha, that God will not let our legs become weary. He will not, our watchmen will not fall asleep. Mitzudot and Radak, they both write that this is what we tell each other, to give each other strength. We tell each other about the grand protection that God always provides for us. Malbim writes that the pasuk is very detailed. Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomerecha. Malbim writes that you can falter for one of two reasons. Either you can become too weak that you cannot stand, or you can be overpowered by an enemy. And so God provides protection from both. Al yitein lamot raglecha, he does not allow your legs to falter. You will not rot from the inside. You will not become too weak that you cannot stand. But al yonum shomrecha also, he will also be your watchman. He will also stand at the gate and protect you from outside invaders. God provides us protection inside and outside. Ibn Ezra writes, Michutz umibifnin, from the outside as well as from the inside. That's why God's protection is great. Hine lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael. But unlike a different shomer, we just said al yanum shomrecha, that God will be our watchman. Unlike a human watchman, a human watchman needs to take breaks. A human watchman falls asleep. A human watchman takes breaks. He goes to sleep. God's protection is superior because God's protection is constant. Hine lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. God does not break. God does not step away from us. God is always watching us. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilecha al yad yiminecha. But while God is our shomer, while God is our watchman, you see the funny thing about a watchman, it's not funny, but it's something to note about a watchman. Malbim writes is that the watchman stands at the gate. The watchman stands and protects from enemies that are coming to invade. But the watchman might be very far away from me. You understand? The watchman is standing on the gate. The watchman is not standing by my side. The watchman protects, but the watchman is far. He is distant. He does not know me. So Adonai Shomarecha, God is our watchman, but at the same time, Adonai Tzilecha al yad yiminecha, at the same time, God is like our shadow, the shade on our right hand. He's near. He's close. He's by our right side. He never leaves us alone. Nimtza tomid al yad yiminecha, Malbim says. God is constantly found right next to us. He is our watchman, but he is close. God's watching is superior because it is constant, and his watching is superior because it's personal, because he's close and he is near. Adonai shomarecha, Adonai tzilcha yad minecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yareyach ba-layla. Malbim writes that God protects from opposites. He protects from sun and heat in the day. He protects from cold and wetness at night. God protects from opposites. He protects from all. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra. He protects us from all evil, but not just from physical evil. Yishmor es nafshecha. He protects us from a spiritual evil. He protects us, perhaps, maybe, from an emotional setback. He gives us strength, not only in the physical sense, but he also gives us strength in the psychological, emotional, and spiritual sense. So that God protects us mikol ra, but also Yishmor es nafshecha, he protects and guards our soul. Adonai yishmor tzeisecha uvoecha. Me'atav yad olam. And God watches our coming and our going wherever we go and wherever we find ourselves. Me'atav yad olam, for all times as well. So the protection of God is superior because it is constant, lo yanum v'lo yishan. Because it is close and personal, tzilcha yad yiminecha, because it is physical as well as spiritual, mikol ra yishmor es nafshecha, because it is in all places and at all times. We need to affirm our belief that our protection comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to talk to our children about it. We need to tell our children about our belief that our protection comes to us from God. We need to talk to each other about it. We need to give each other chizuk and strength that in all circumstances and in all times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has our protection. We need to gain strength from our knowledge of the grand protection of the Borei, who not only created the world, but is actively involved in our lives. I pray that God provide that protection to our dear friend, Rav Gavriel Princhas ben Dvorah Zlata, v'yishlach lo refuah shleima min hashamayim l'ramachei v'rav v'shasa gidol b'sof shar chole Yisrael, refuah sanefesh, refuah saguf, hashta bagolo v'zman kariv.